In the Know for Tuesday, May 29th, the 149th day of 2018. There are 216 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. 1039 The Moose, live online at K105.com, on the Apple and Android smartphone app. Also, hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we're going to update you on some of the latest news headlines, a couple of pursuits to tell you about. A woman is dragged and injured. We'll tell you about that. A drowning here in the Commonwealth, graduation speeches being squelched, and this week's new video releases, plus your chance to win tickets to Beach Bend. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's Beach. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You were rolling Mach 9 to the camp drop-off, and then you've slowed down since then.
That's true.
Got everybody off and headed west toward 4-H camp.
Yes. And I was super excited.
I was thinking about how we've evolved at our house over the years, in that the first year that Anna went to 4-H camp, she had 8x10 photos. She had a contraband cell phone in her suitcase. To this year, her being a counselor, and we have no idea what's in her suitcase.
We do not. No, I didn't check it. And I feel like I should because I'm that mom.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
You just hope that she's properly prepared. Yes. Yeah, well, it is what it is, right?
She's old enough, so.
She's the pride of Punkin Center, the heiress to the great Mindy Burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas. Hey. How's Misty?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tuesday.
It is.
But feels like Monday. I keep wanting to say, oh, it's Monday. It's actually Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So the work week shortened, abbreviated by one period this week. So I guess that's a good thing. You all also had a big weekend at your house with your husband. Jason says he can't get any of them to leave yet. But technically, you're almost an empty nest phase as the third of your children have graduated from high school.
They all can legally go.
But they're being...
Two are stuck there for some reason. One came home, moved her stuff. I'm like, what are you doing? No, they're... we still have two home for the summer, and then all three will head to college this fall.
It was odd to see all three of your children in the same place on Saturday
afternoon.
Wasn't it? I don't get that treat. I know you don't get it a lot. We get it even less.
Mm-hmm.
But to see all three of them... There was one point in time you could have touched all three of them. They were close enough together, which is odd.
What's interesting is my aunt came and celebrated with us, and she was chatting with me, and Madison, our eldest, was standing there, leaned up against the column, kind of a part of the conversation with the aunt and I. And my aunt says, "So where's your oldest?" And I said, "She's right there. That's the one we're talking to." And she was like, "Oh, well, gosh, it's been a while since I've seen her." And I'm like, "Yeah,
indeed.
Same for us.
She does exist.
She has to reintroduce herself every time she comes home."
I also have observed with Eli the Thomas that he's been very male in the way that
he's not exactly forthcoming with the nuance or details of things going on in his life. Mm-hmm. I sort of remember that for self. Mm-hmm. It's like, give as few details as possible.
Right. Don't want to trail.
Right. Because I've noticed there have been things that you will say, well, how come I didn't know about this? Mm-hmm. And he shrugs and says, I mean, I think I told you. Mm-hmm. Well, how come I didn't know it was senior night for this? How come I didn't know it was? Right. And he just kind of shrugs like, whatever. So I can imagine you had one of those moments when more people than you had anticipated would be showing up to offer their congratulations mm-hmm. for him mm-hmm. that he hadn't bothered to share with yeah. you might show up. Yes?
No. Well, we had sent invitations to everyone who was there. It's just you don't expect people
everyone
to
who's ever known the child?
Basically.
Okay.
Well, I gave him, you know, I sent out to all the obligatory aunts, uncles. We have large families. Mm-hmm. We have large families. I sent out over 100 invitations, and most of those were aunt and uncles. So he, so I said, do you have a list of people that you would like to invite? And to just, because for me, the invitation isn't necessarily we expect you to show up for a two and a half hour ceremony. Mm-hmm. But we do want to recognize that you've played a role in his life. And he gave me a list of coaches and, you know, Miss Vicky, the custodian at the middle school who oversaw, right. you know, this, who she thought was a feral child for a long time. And mm-hmm. she kind of put her wing around him and people like that. And, but several people actually came, like he had coaches come to the graduation ceremony. I was really taken aback by that. It was awesome to see them say, I've invested in this kid and I really want to watch him accomplish this. At graduation.
It was one of those moments where you realize he has far more relationships established yes. with people than you are directly involved in. Yes. And so when you see, it has to be proud as mm-hmm. mom, but mm-hmm. then it also has to be uneasy when you go, uh-oh, I hadn't counted for all these people to eat.
Well, no, we always, like, you know, hot dogs are easy, right? You buy those by the cases. It's like, I got a hot dog for you.
Right.
It's, you know, to your point, it's one of those it's one of those moments where you go, wow, they really live a life outside of just what I'm seeing. Yeah. They have a real life. Like when you realize your kids, I remember my kids got to a place they were listening to their own music outside of Kids Bop. You know, it was like they were listening and they were picking up on genres they liked and enjoyed. And to which graduation morning I heard Alabama coming from the boys, you know, shower. I was like, at least he's throwing it back.
Right? Old school country.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, those moments where you, in life, those milestones, you realize they're growing up. But graduation was one of those. A lot of people showed up that I went, wow, he really means more to you than I realized mm-hmm. he meant to you. There's a real relationship there.
So, well, plus he's been through so many phases between his athletics, mm-hmm. You know, his cross country, his track, his cheer. And then he went through his country boy phase where he was a professional,
right.
his Bill Dance phase. Mm-hmm. So he's got friends from fishing world. Mm-hmm. He's got friends from cheer world. He's mm-hmm. got friends from cross country world. Mm-hmm. He's got friends from track world. Mm-hmm. Then he's got his immediate friends around here. I mean, he's got his hoverboard club he's in.
he's fidget spinner world. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
He's kind of frisbee. Remember the frisbee days?
Sure. Yeah. Well, and I will say I did put in his card one extra thing that I'll add that said, I still believe you have a future as a professional mascot.
Yes. Yeah.
Because the way he likes to tumble mm-hmm. and flip and he likes to entertain.
He does.
I see him being like the Philly Fanatic.
I think so, too.
Or the San Diego Chicken. Or yes. T-Rack or something like that. So I'm still holding out for that.
I don't disagree.
One of these days it's a possibility. Here's some of the news headlines from over the weekend. Early yesterday morning about 2, Deputy Fred Norder was dispatched to the 3500 block of Yamen Road. To a domestic disturbance, he found a female 100 feet off the roadway suffering from multiple injuries. She had crawled nearly 100 feet after suffering an assault at the hands of her boyfriend. The woman was drug on the pavement by a male suspect as he drove a vehicle on Yamen Road. It's also possible at some point that she was run over by the vehicle. She suffered a broken leg, facial lacerations from being punched in the face, and road rash. Authorities have not, at least as of the last few minutes, released the identity of the person that they are seeking, but had backup from Litchfield police officers as well, and they surrounded the suspect's house. After turning the victim over to EMS, she was transported to Twin Lakes Regional. They entered and searched the suspect's home, did not locate the man. His vehicle remained in the driveway. They searched his mother's house, which was next door. And the suspect returned to his mother's house about 5:20 yesterday morning, banged on the door, but he fled through a field toward Richland Road before Grayson County deputies could arrive. So continuing to follow that situation. A lot of detail to that as it evolves. Sunday afternoon, about 4:30, Special Deputy Mark Stanton was patrolling on Salt River Road when he approached a vehicle with tags that expired in 1993.
Listen, when I read that this morning,
wow.
I was like, what?
Vehicle is being driven by 37-year-old Daniel Crabtree of Litchfield. As Stanton pulled in behind Crabtree, they were traveling west on Salt River Road. Deputy Mark Newman passed the duo traveling east as he responded to a different call. Now, one thing to remember here, Special Deputy Stanton was traveling most likely in an unmarked vehicle. Mm-hmm. Because it was not until they met a marked cruiser for Deputy Newman that a fleeing ensues.
Right.
So when the deputy, when the marked cruiser turns and joins in, then things take a little bit of a different turn. So he began to flee Stanton, and Deputy Newman joined the chase. They passed at least one motorist at a high rate of speed onto Kuiper Road before Crabtree pulled over near the intersection with Beaver Dam Creek Road. After a search of the vehicle, which had been reported stolen, they found drugs. He was arrested and charged with two counts of possession of a controlled substance, wanton endangerment, etc. 1993, the tags were expired. And remember, this vehicle was listed as stolen. So don't know where the vehicle was stolen from, if it was someone's shed or garage or whatever. But I was reminded, within the last 2 years, I know for a fact, I have seen a car drive through Litchfield that had the old Sunshine Smiley Face license plate on it.
Yeah, that's been a day or two.
Yes. I mean, I saw it go driving through town. Because they stand out like sore thumbs.
Sure.
That ugly smiley face sun plate. And I'm thinking,
how do you really feel about that plate?
They were ugly. They were terrible.
1993.
25 years. So my guess is that's not a vehicle that's on the road very often. But it was operable.
It's about the time we stopped using hieroglyphics.
Somebody probably didn't fix it to steal it.
No, that's what I'm just like.
I'm going to steal that vehicle, but I think I'll spend the time to fix it first. And then, I don't think that's how it works. But maybe. I don't know everything, believe it or not. Wow. Saturday night about 8 o'clock, Grayson County Dispatch informed local law enforcement that a high-speed pursuit that began in Edmondson County would be entering Grayson County on 259 with the EDCO SO and Brownsville PD in pursuit. Deputy Fred Norder and Litchfield Police Department Sergeant Robert Jackson responded. But as they were en route, the pursuit came to an end at Ralph's Market there on Annetta Road. A Chevy Impala driven by 40-year-old Jenny Sams of Glasgow had turned around on a roadblock in Edmondson County. Authorities gave chase, reached 100 miles per hour in speed. She pulled the vehicle over in the parking lot there, ending the pursuit. The passenger was a 27-year-old Joseph Lindsay of Glasgow, admitted that he encouraged Sams to flee because he had warrants for his arrest. Well, good news. he's been served those warrants, as they were both lodged in the Hart County Waldorf Astoria.
I'm just saying, if you're driving a car and someone says to you, "I have warrants, go faster," don't take the bait.
Yeah, when you don't have warrants.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey, well, let me pull over, I'll let you out.
Right.
You can work it out.
Right. Tuck and roll.
Exactly.
Run down that hill. Because I'm going on driving Miss Daisy.
You hear about this boat exploding at Barkley?
I did.
A 32-foot boat. A couple was on board, a 32-foot cruiser at Green Turtle Bay Marina, when it exploded. It came after the motorist had started. The motor was started while the boat was tied to a fuel island. The cause of the explosion is being reported as mechanical failure. The husband and wife were treated at a local hospital with moderate injuries, but there were six other people who were around the area in the blast that suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The boat was completely destroyed and spread debris over a 100-yard radius.
Goodness.
Went boom. Saturday morning, state police responded to a burglary in process on Placid Lane in Beaver Dam. Now, when we get to the list of the charges, I sure hope that disturbing the peace is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go on to Placid Lane and you work the neighborhood into a frenzy where it's supposed to be peaceful and placid,
uh-huh,
you should be disturbing the peace.
I think so, too.
Some other streets, like Rowdy Lane, you wouldn't be charged with disturbing the peace because it's rowdy. But on Placid Lane, everything's got to be smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Suspects had already left the scene when state troopers arrived, but witnesses were able to provide detailed information about the suspects and vehicle. A little bit later, troopers observed the suspicious vehicle matching the description, and a traffic stop was executed. 49-year-old Ronald Hall and his wife, 46-year-old Katie Hall, both of Cromwell, were both determined to be responsible for the burglary. All the property was returned to its rightful owner, and placid and peacefulness was restored by the end of the day. New story at K105.com this morning that Twin Lakes Regional Medical Center has been designated as a trauma center.
Mm-hmm.
A level 4 trauma center by the state of Kentucky. The designation is from the Commonwealth Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services, Department of Public Health, and is reserved for hospitals that meet stringent criteria established by the Cabinet as part of the Kentucky trauma system. You can read full details. We couldn't say anything until this morning, but we knew about this over the weekend, didn't
mm-hmm.
we? I like it when stories come in and say, embargoed. It's like, oh, we get to keep a secret. We get to keep a secret for a little while. Two longtime members of Kentucky's congressional delegation are teaming up on a proposal to add the Mill Springs Battlefield to the National Park System. Representative Hal Rogers and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say they will lead the effort for legislation adding the battlefield in Pulaski and Wayne counties to the park system. They say the measure would commemorate the site's significance as an early victory for the Union Army during the Civil War. They'll work with the Interior Department officials to protect the battlefield site. So we're going to be adding a national park to the Commonwealth, it says. The Kentucky Air National Guard is partnering with state officials and other military branches to offer free health care clinics in 4 counties in eastern Kentucky. A joint statement from the Guard and the Kentucky Department for Local Government says the clinics will run June 15 through 24 in Beattyville, Boonville, Irvine, and Jackson. Lieutenant Colonel Amy Mundell is a medical administrative officer with the Air Guard's 123 Medical Group, serving as the lead military agency, and she says some services will include medical screenings, non-emergency treatment, sports physicals, dental and optical exams. Patients will be seen on a first-come, first-served basis. I've seen some of this in eastern Kentucky. So a lot of these humanitarian efforts where they have mobile medical facilities, mm-hmm. their buses, and they go to these small communities in the mountains. Because we think, I don't think we fully understand the hardship that it is in eastern Kentucky in the mountains to get from place to place mm-hmm. in a timely fashion. You may only be 10 miles away from something, but the path that you have to cross to get 10 miles away in what is are likely not good transportation equipment makes it very tough, and it's a barrier to healthcare.
Right.
So who can get places better than the National Guard? Not many people mm-hmm. that I know of. So it's teaming up some interesting to try and take better health care to people who are otherwise just going to choose not to do it. But even things as simple as sports physicals. You got to have one of those to participate. But a lot of kids will say, well, I can't get to town to get one, if you will. Right. Well, maybe this will solve some of the burden of that. Wouldn't be nice. And Justify will galloped for Bob Baffert in training for the Belmont Stakes. Galloped at Churchill Downs in front of the trainer there and getting ready for the showdown there, less than 2 weeks away. And he galloped a mile and a half on Monday, and then Baffert says that today the 3-year-old colt could breeze. What's the difference between a gallop and a breeze?
I don't know what that means.
Do you know, huh?
I do not.
I mean, so he galloped yesterday. He's going to breeze today. I mean, I do know, depending upon what some people ate at the Memorial Day picnic, they may be breezing
may be
today.
Coming around.
I think it's different, but I don't know. It could be. Got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run.
In the Know is brought to you in part by Woofty-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where all the gift-giving happens that you need to shop for. Vera Bradley, Simply Southern, Case Knives. Father's Day is just about 3 weeks away, so don't forget, you can get personalized Case Knives at Woofty-Doo. So all your summer holidays that you need to shop for, and fresh-cut floral anytime you need for any occasion. At Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where we are celebrating Biscuit Day. American biscuits, not British biscuits. These are biscuits, not what they call cookies.
No.
They say, those are biscuits. They're not biscuits, they're cookies.
Like gravy biscuits.
It's also Paperclip Day. Yep, the paperclip even has its own day. And it's Learn About Composting Day.
Okay. I'm probably not going to today.
Not going to learn about it, or you're just not going to acknowledge it? Well, I think it was at Easter dinner it came up that I expressed that I felt like I had been punished as a child when I was given the chore of taking the scraps to the compost heap.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mother decided we were going to compost.
Okay.
So we had a heap far enough away from the house that it didn't disrupt the household. But yet somebody got dispatched to go in and add to the compost.
So is this something that she continues to do? Like, is she still a composter?
No, I don't think she's a composter. I think she just did it as some form of punishment. Some form of behavior modification effort.
Did it work?
On her part. Well, I mean, I'm sitting here talking about it. So at least it was memorable.
True.
But compost heaps, they can thump.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's what makes them good at their job.
That's how you know that you got it right, is when it's right. Mm.
But it was fun because I would, it became an art form on my part to see how far I could throw the scraps and then still make it to the heap.
But what if you overshot the heap? Did you have to go get it and get it back on the heap?
No. Here was the worst part. Is when you go to chuck the scraps, but the bowl comes out of your hand and goes with the scraps. You can't come back in the house empty-handed.
No.
So then you got to go retrieve the bowl.
How many times did you do that?
Two or three.
I didn't learn the first time.
Right. But then, then not too long ago, you caught me looking like a bank robber going around our house, right?
Yes.
So I had a kerchief across my nose.
I have a photo.
Because I was getting ready to get into a stinky project, and she looked at me, and she was. So I learned that from the composting days.
And I think composting is great. I could not handle it.
No, it's wonderful.
My belly would.
But I can't. I'm not going to. I'm just going to be honest. I'm not going to do it. I think rain barrels are great. I'd love to have one, but I don't.
You don't love them that much.
Well, I love the idea, but it's like I'm ADD, people. I have an excuse.
It's a great idea for someone else to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would love to be that person that follows through with everything that is a good. I want to be a good citizen, but I'm not. I'm just not.
The 2018 NBA Finals are set.
Mm-hmm.
The Cavs and the Warriors will meet for the fourth straight time in the finals. So the Rockets went home, and the Celtics went home. So game one is Thursday. Cavs at Warriors, before going back to Golden State. How was the commencement address at Grayson County High School?
It was very good.
So I understand they had a satellite location, like
they
the
did.
Commons was full, or
yes.
People were able to sit in the Commons as well?
I don't know if this was the largest class ever. That's what they kept touting, but I think this is the largest class they've had in a while. They even had some juniors graduate early that walked the line.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There were probably 40, 50 kids that graduated in December that didn't walk the line, and I still think we had 330, 340.
Wow.
So they had, they have an overflow room in the cafeteria, and it was full. It was full.
Did anyone speak other than, was it Sydney?
Sydney Rogers, class valedictorian. They actually had two class valedictorians because, I wish I could remember her name. She actually went to Gatton Academy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the class president.
All right. Very good. Everything straightforward?
Mm-hmm.
Staying within the lines?
It was very good.
The reason I ask is that a Catholic diocese here in the Commonwealth ruled just hours before graduation that the student council president and openly gay valedictorian couldn't give their planned speeches, so the pair grabbed megaphones and delivered them outside afterward. The Diocese of Covington told news outlets that Holy Cross High School student speeches weren't submitted on time and upon review, quote, were political and inconsistent with the teaching of the Catholic Church, end quote. Valedictorian Christian Bale's mother says her son and Catherine France believed their speeches were approved before being told otherwise the morning of their Friday graduation. Bale says the pair's social activism likely drew scrutiny. His speech featured the repeated phrase, "The young people will win," and encouraged graduates to, quote, "perpetuate God's will by bettering the quality of life," end quote, for communities. So here's where I am on this. That's a private school. It's operated by the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. They set the rules. They can say what goes in the speeches and what doesn't.
Right.
What I don't understand is if this student is that way, has been that way, how do you navigate through a Catholic high school, a parochial school system? How do you get through to that point where you weren't, like, why did you want to go to that school if you know that this is the belief system that it represents? This is odd. Well, so, to me, if you, I understand, and I'm fully on board with your right to disagree with not just the Catholic Church, but any church.
Right.
I happen to disagree with you if you choose to disagree, but I fully respect your right to disagree. But my thing is, why did you want to go to Holy Cross High School to begin with if it's in violation of who you say you are at your core? Mm-hmm. To me, that's them just trying to be a thorn.
Well, it would be like if there was an all-Muslim faith school and I went as a Christian and I wanted to stand up and lead prayer in Jesus' name. I know that I am, and then I'm paying to get to go to school there, right? As a private school, more than likely, I'm paying a tuition to be there.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't understand why I would, if I made that choice. So anyway, it's a little bit odd to me that there would be an outcry. Because they know what the Catholic Church believes. They do not agree with a homosexual lifestyle.
Well, historically, and as far as we know, the Catholic Church is still, like, that's their official position.
Right.
It was odd, though, that Pope Francis, you know, sort of turned heads in the last couple of weeks
when he made a statement that said,
you know, so everybody kind of went, oh. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what that means.
Well, but maybe this could be Pope Francis has made this statement, so now I feel like I have the right. Maybe that's where this is coming from.
Maybe. But, you know, so we're going through our first high school graduation commencement season since Parkland.
True.
And since Marshall County. And since the other unfortunate events that have happened. So I would imagine that you're going to see this will be thematic of the young people and being outspoken and being activists. And again, I don't disagree with your position to do and your right to do that as an American. But let's not forget, you can't go in to a Catholic school or any private school for that matter and think that all of a sudden they have to amend to your belief system.
Right.
It's their belief system that is in place, and you choose to be there or not, or they choose to allow you to be there or not. You don't have some civil right in order to do it, is my thing. But, you know, some people are just determined to, they want to cause waves wherever it is that they say, oh, that peaceful area going on over there, I'm going to cannonball in the middle of that and see what I can do. Some people do that. I'm not saying they're doing this, but it has happened. Memorial Day yesterday means we officially can all wear white. Yes, white shoes, white pants, white.
Mm-hmm. Cousin Eddie, get it.
I've already broken the rule.
Yeah, you had yours on Sunday, I noticed, right?
Friday for sure.
Yes, but on Sunday I noticed when you went out shopping.
Oh, yes, that is true. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
But that's okay. No one wrote you a citation.
They did not.
No. Even though Oracle does have a citation pad that she can, you know. She can cite you if she needs to. Here are 13 things you should never wear to work in the summer.
Uh-oh. This just depends on where you work.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to get it right
now. It says
now.
The office.
Okay.
The office. So if you're a lifeguard, disregard.
Sure.
Number one, tank tops or halters. While there are plenty of work-appropriate sleeveless tops for women, tank tops and camisoles should serve as undergarments in the workplace.
It's too cold to wear that here anyway.
And it says, as for men, only lifeguards should bare their shoulders at work.
Yeah, leave your shirt on.
Number two, bare midriffs. Crop tops are fashionable, but most likely not appropriate for your office. Number three, shorts. Managers in the office team survey highlighted this as a clothing item that has become less acceptable in the last 5 years. Well, I wonder why that is. Why? I wonder. We have increasingly become more casual. Right. But I suppose that as we have given way to the, as the business casual has become more button downs and khakis, mm-hmm. I think there's also been people saying, well, if we're going to relax to this standard, then we're going to have to become a little more stringent. Some of us are going to have to rise to that level if we're going to say no ties, you know, open collar is fine. We're ditching the pantyhose, you know, we're doing whatever. Which, you know, guys were really happy about ditching the pantyhose. It was uncomfortable. no cutoffs, ever. Shorts are one thing. Cutoffs, no. Number five, anything you bought for the beach or swimming pool. So if its intention was to go to the beach, I don't think you can repurpose it and go, well, this will work at the office, too.
Sure.
Anything strapless, don't do it. Number seven, flip-flops. Number eight, socks with sandals.
Oh.
That's wrong all the time.
I was going to say, that's not just for the office.
Don't do it at the beach. Don't do it at Disney World. Don't do it. Socks with sandals. Just put on tennis shoes. If you want to wear socks, put on tennis shoes.
I do wear socks with my slides.
And by the way, they do sell short socks. Mm-hmm. So if you want to, sure. If you want to wear shorts, and you don't have to look like my fourth grade junior pro picture where you got your tube socks pulled up to your knee with your high tops and then your basketball shorts come down about mid-thigh. Mm-hmm. And so you show about 3 inches worth of leg skin because right. Your tube socks are so tall.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. They really got smart. They've invented varying heights of socks. They even have ones that are called no-shows.
It's impressive, really.
Yeah. It's a modern
marvel.
The
evolution of socks is like
it's the eighth wonder of the world.
It really is, right?
No,
and they're even skin-toned.
The ninth wonder of the world. Andre right? The Giant was the eighth wonder of the world.
That's true.
No-show socks were the ninth wonder of the world. Yoga pants. Don't wear yoga pants
well,
at work.
You're really getting in my
say.
Closet today. Like, for real.
10 visible underwear. 11 unbuttoned shirts, 12 sunglasses indoors. I'm pretty guilty of that one.
What about at night?
I think sunglasses are okay all the time. I will sometimes, if I know that I'm going to, so outside, if I stand up at my desk, I'll go ahead and put my sunglasses on and walk through the building and walk out. So I will wear them indoors. I won't wear them indoors just... If I'm staying
desk,
indoors,
right.
I'm not doing that.
Well, I will tell you this. If you ever see me, which I was doing this, I was wearing my sunglasses Friday morning when Special Kayla came in, and she said, oh, hey there. I said, they're prescription. I left my prescription glasses at home, and I cannot see the screen. So,
right.
All right, that's okay.
I'm not just trying to be cool. I'm blind.
So.
And forgetful.
So let me tell you a secret that Gladys Buckles is just notorious for.
You going to tell me to buy chains and put my glasses on them?
No, okay. No. Shoot. I don't know that she'll want me sharing the secret with you, but so apologies, Mamma, if I'm divulging your secret.
Mm-hmm.
She has glasses that will tint when she goes outside. They'll become sunglasses when she's inside. They're just regular glasses. So that might be a page. You might put that in your playbook for next go around.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think it through.
And that way you could just wear the same glasses all the time. Mm-hmm. It's really a spectacular thing. That's the 10th wonder of the world.
That is. I don't know. It could be ninth.
And number 13,
socks
anything
in your place.
Anything sheer. Don't wear anything sheer at the.
Yeah. No nude colored things.
Yes. Again, I circle back to number 5, where it says anything purchased for the beach or the pool. If in some circles it could be called a cover up, then it's probably not suitable for the office. But that's just me. Fair enough.
Thinking it through. I mean, I have flip-flops on today.
I normally do.
Do you have a coworker that constantly stinks?
Not here.
They could be suffering from ablutophobia. Ablutophobia is the fear of bathing, washing, and cleaning. And, interestingly enough, it is more common in women and children than men.
Really?
The phobia manifests in different ways, from a fear of showering to a complete phobia of washing.
What?
That's weird.
That's what it says.
It's just bizarre.
I'm glad I don't have it. People say, you don't have to shower every day. Oh, yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
You can forget it. I'm going to do it. Got to get to a break. Today's water cooler question is coming up. It'll be your chance to win tickets to Beach Bend. That's straight ahead here on In the Know. Did you know the top of Mount Everest, the summit of Mount Everest, has 3G coverage?
Really?
That means, I'll bet Mount Everest summit had 3G coverage before Litchfield did.
Probably. I guarantee it.
I mean, you could be sitting atop, you can't really stream anything, but I mean, 3G compared to what we lived with for a long time, not too bad. I saw some looks into the 5G stuff this morning, by the way.
What?
It's going to be, yeah. But all new hardware.
Ugh.
None of the current hardware is 5G capable. So, and Litchfield will have it by the turn of next millennium.
Mm-hmm. And there's 50G out.
Yeah, we're only 980 years from now. Here's today's water cooler question. If you'd like to win tickets to Beach Bend, call 270-259-6000, 270-259-6000. Nearly 50% of us say we've lied to a friend to avoid this. Nearly half of us say we've lied to a friend to avoid this. 270-259-6000.
Obviously.
270-259-6000. Nearly half of us say we've lied to a friend to avoid this. Solo comes up short at the weekend box office.
This doesn't surprise me. I didn't hear a lot of hype about it.
Stalled out with $101 million four-day opening. Now, I'm going to tell you.
That's a definite stall.
I was turned off by the goofiness of the Solo Cup promotion.
I didn't see it.
So, one, the Red Solo Cup is one of the dumbest songs ever.
Right.
Two, when you're trying to sell a Star Wars movie called Solo, a Star Wars story, it's just too easy than to show packaging of Solo cups. Oh, don't forget your Solo cups. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? You really didn't need to remind me of that. I probably would have gone, oh, I need some cups. Oh, yeah, there's Solo cups.
Right.
I mean, I probably wouldn't. If I'm a Star Wars fan, I'm probably not going to say, I insist on Dixie cups.
Right.
It's just.
Well.
It seemed forced.
May the force be with you.
4 million, a four-day holiday, 101 million. Deadpool 2 was 2. Avengers Infinity War 3. And Book Club was 4. Life of the Party was 5. All right. Let's see. 1 through 6.
2.
All right, let's go. Jennifer, nearly half of us say we've lied to a friend to avoid this. What is it?
Helping them move.
Helping them move is correct, Amundo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. I love you, but not enough to work for you.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's my thing is I work really hard not to ask. I mean, luckily, I haven't had to move in a long time.
Yeah.
But when I do, I try not to. I try to only force family members to help move.
I don't offer anymore. I used to be very generous until I wore myself out helping people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hold on, Jennifer. Oracle's going to get your information. And good luck not having to help anybody move. Moving stinks.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It stinks. Kelly Clarkson, she slayed the national anthem at the 500, at the Indy 500.
Yeah.
That is how it's done.
Okay.
How Kelly Clarkson did the national anthem at the Indy 500 on Sunday is how everyone should emulate Kelly Clarkson.
Let's just play her.
It was classic. It had, I mean, She was respectful, but you could tell that she put her own little stamp on it, like not any big crazy runs, mm-hmm. and it was mm-hmm. the proper amount of time. She was genuine. You could tell she felt patriotic about it. So kudos to...
Wow, she's impressed you.
To KC.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, sometimes I'm less than nice about Kelly Clarkson. So. In this particular case, I'm being...
I'm saying in general, you're pretty picky about how the anthem gets...
This is true. I am.
It's sang.
And so she did it correctly. Last week, we had one of our chart toppers was Alanis Morissette's Ironic. And that sort of inspired me of if you were doing an amended or revised or updated version mm-hmm. of Alanis mm-hmm. Morissette's Ironic,
yeah.
you might include some new things. For instance, you know, uh-huh. old man turns 98, mm-hmm. right?
Won the lottery.
Yeah.
Died the next day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wearing workout clothes out when you didn't even work out.
Yeah.
It's kind of ironic. Mm-hmm. Right. In this day and age, again, remember, this is how far we've come. 10,000 likes when all you needed was a retweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Finding a hair in your soup. When your waiter was bald.
Mm, that'll gross you out.
That we cook bacon, but bake cookies.
So true.
Kind of ironic. And then realizing that the song, Ironic, doesn't have a single actual ironic thing in it. By its definition.
Oh. Isn't that ironic?
It's also ironic that Alanis Morissette looked like Dave Grohl in the 90s. Without the Fu Manchu.
Her cousin and sister.
Get to a break. We'll come back, finish it up for the morning. Chart toppers are ahead here on In the Know. MB's point to ponder for today. Actually been going on for about a week, but I'm not sure I got a straight answer. So it happened here in the studio last week, but it didn't happen on the air. So Lisa Jones from the Grayson County Public Library was here,
mm-hmm.
and I was pondering and wondering, and I asked her because I thought, you know, as a librarian, she'd give me an honest, straightforward answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her what she does if someone walks in and asks for the self-help section.
I think it was an honest answer question.
So what was her response?
She said, I'm not obligated. I'm not allowed to help them.
I feel like I'm an enabler.
I'm an enabler
if I tell them.
Right.
Because, I mean, really.
They're trying to
the
do it on
the first step to helping oneself is to become self-sufficient enough to find the self-help section.
Exactly.
But she's just so genuine.
Mm-hmm. It was hard for her to answer because she's trained to be so kind. She is genuinely so kind.
That's precisely it. And that's why her answer hasn't settled well with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't think that she could be firm enough to say, I'm not telling you where the self-help section is.
That's what makes her a good director. She can do the hard things when it comes down to it.
I agree.
The definition of a leader.
So here's something for you all to chew on, especially since the two of you have seen one of these acts in concert. So Def Leppard and Journey are touring together this summer.
I've seen them both.
Mm-hmm. Now, they say that they flip a coin to decide who's going first.
Okay.
And they say that laughingly, I think, because the promoters and management are still trying to figure it out. So my question for you all to ponder for the next 24 hours, who should open between Def Leppard and Journey?
Okay.
Who should open
so
and
if
who
I'm
should
there.
Who should be should go last?
If I'm there, I want Def Leppard to open because I need to be in bed by 9:30, and that's really all I want to see.
Well, that's kind of all I could come up with is that Journey's fans are likely to be older because the band is older mm-hmm. and they need to be home earlier.
Well, it's not really Journey. The lead singer well, that's true, is, but he's good.
Panetta, if you turn around and don't look at him, it probably sounds just as good. What do you think?
I would want Journey first.
You want Journey to open?
Yes. I'm going to jam harder with Def Leppard.
Yeah, uh-huh. I kind of think Journey is the opener.
Yeah.
I hate to say that. Journey was the first concert I ever went to.
But Journey's not really Journey. It's not. Sure. Def Leppard is truly still the original band.
Well, and if they open, we can come in late, you see.
See, I was thinking we'd leave early and grab some tacos and get in bed.
Well, if you're driving, like, I'll go your way.
I don't want to sit through anything else. I don't have to.
Let's see on TV tonight, Kerry Russell and Matty Poppy, the winner of American Idol, is on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. America's Got Talent, season premiere on NBC tonight. And on A&E, just what everyone's wanted forever. Mary Kay Letourneau, autobiography.
That's not come out.
So the Seattle grad school, well, not the autobiography.
Well, I mean, I figured she wrote that 25 years ago.
This is the story according to her. It really is summer, if that's what's on television.
Yeah.
Today's highlight in history, this date in 1953, Mount Everest was conquered by Edmund Hillary of New Zealand. That was before he was Sir Edmund Hillary.
Oh.
In 1453, Constantinople fell to the Ottoman Turks, marking the end of the Byzantine Empire. In 1765, Patrick Henry denounced the Stamp Act before Virginia's House of Burgesses. In 1790, Rhode Island became the 13th original colony to ratify the U.S. Constitution. Wisconsin became the 30th state of the Union, this date in 1848. In 1943, Norman Rockwell's portrait of Rosie the Riveter appeared on the cover of the Saturday Evening Post. In 1961, a couple in Painesville, West Virginia, became the first recipients of food stamps under a pilot program created by President John F. Kennedy. Now, here's something else for you to ponder for the next 24 hours. Well, 23 hours. Should this be a national holiday or a national day of mourning? In 1977, Janet Guthrie became the first woman to race in the Indianapolis 500, finishing 29th. I really hated to see Danica crash out the other day. I wanted her to finish the race.
Yeah.
She hung up. She retired from racing Sunday afternoon after the Indy 500.
Aww.
In 1988, President Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev opened their historic summit in Moscow. Birthdays today. Latoya Jackson is 62. Annette Bening is 60. Melissa Etheridge is 57. Lisa Welchel is 55.
Not familiar.
Blair from The Facts of Life.
Wowza.
Laverne Cox is 46 today. From Orange is the New Black. Gone but not forgotten. Patrick Henry, born this date in 1736. Bob Hope in 1903. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, 1917. Prez. Chart toppers. 1957 was the year.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me?
Elvis Aaron Presley.
I meet you like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love.
Ooh.
I'm all shook up. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not one of my favorite Elvis
songs. No, it's not mine either. I know I should be swooned by him.
I came into the studio singing CC Rider earlier.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't know why.
That's probably my favorite.
I said see. 1966. Way better version than Michael Bolton.
Mm-hmm. I still don't love the song, but I love Percy Sledge.
His dad invented the sledgehammer, right?
I think so. Why would Michael Bolton bring the song for me?
I'm not so sure I wouldn't agree with you on that. It was overdone.
Yeah, it was too much.
1975. Earth, Wind, Fire.
Ah. Dream will take you back and by, yeah.
Hey, I wonder if we can get credentialed to take the show to the North Korean summit.
I mean, I don't know why we wouldn't.
The Trump, the Yong
yeah.
Un.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun to sit over on the side and do the show?
Mm-hmm.
While they're talking and doing their thing, like while they high step, see that?
I mean, that would rank right up there with us in the parade describing the horses coming through. I have about as much knowledge.
Exactly.
I think it could work.
The summit.
1984 from the Footloose soundtrack. Denise Williams was number one. Let's hear it for the boy. See, in 93, H-Town was number one with Knockin' Da Boots.
Oh, well, that's one I hadn't heard in a while.
2002, Pink, Don't Let Me Get Me was number one. And 7 years ago today, Lady Gaga, The Edge of Glory was number one.
Every time he pulls me in,
MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today comes from Jean de La Fontaine, the French poet, who said, a pessimist and an optimist, so much the worse, so much the better. A pessimist and an optimist, so much the worse, so much the better. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.